Renegade X. You are now listening to another episode of the Black Nerd Talk. Yes, sir. What is good? This is your Black Nerd, Renegade X, back at it with another podcast. Yes, I know it's been a minute, just been dealing with stuff in real life, and definitely been dealing with this last class I gotta take. It's about React, if you guys are familiar with that computer coding, so I'm doing a class with that. But today I wanted to talk about, well, first off, I know I am extremely late about this, about the Overwatch 2 news that came out. And I will be talking about the recent news of Paladins, about the new champion and the changes that they're going to do. Let's get started. Let's see. First off, I want to say, I can understand why folks aren't really talking about Overwatch 2 news like that. It's because, you know, they had revealed it like, say, 2019, I believe. I could be wrong, but I think it was 2019. And then Blizzard had them, you know, waiting for a long time. And soon as the news came out, I guess people were like, meh. Well, not everyone, but I'll say majority of people are like me, but me, myself, I'm excited for Overwatch 2. Alright, so let me explain the details. The classes in Overwatch are getting some changes. The tanks are going to be reworked into more of brawlers. For example, Reinhardt is getting 2 fire strikes, and he will be able to cancel his charge. And he will have more control when he's charging, you know, like he's able to turn a little bit more. That's the only change they revealed. They haven't revealed the detailed changes of the other tanks. Now, the other classes are going to get passives. All of the classes are going to get passives. The tanks are going to get passives to where they're 30% knockback resistance, you know, like Lucio's boop and stuff like that. The DPS are going to have a movement speed increase so they can flank or get to certain locations faster. The supports are going to have a out of combat healing like Mercy's passive. Now, what I am excited for the most, and people who, you know, interact with me, you already know what it is, the PvE. Now then, the characters will be getting skill trees. When I saw the skill tree in the BlizzCon thing, I immediately thought of Borderlands. For those not familiar with Borderlands, it's a unique PvE FPS game where you can use different characters with different abilities. And with the skill trees, you can build the characters and play them in various ways. When I saw this, I was hyped. Because currently in Overwatch, the characters only have one playstyle. The skill trees will change that, and I cannot wait to make some cool builds with the characters, and I cannot wait to see the build videos that other people will make for the Overwatch characters. I love making builds in video games. It's one of my favorite things to do, because I like to see what I can come up with. I definitely want to see the skill trees for the rest of my mains. For those that don't know, here are my mains in Overwatch. For tank, it's D.Va. For DPS, it's Soldier 76. For the defense class, before they fused it with DPS, it was Torb. For support, my boy Lucio. Alrighty, let's move on to the Paladins news. A new champion has been revealed. Her name is Octavia the Indomitable. She is a damage champion. She will have 2,220 health. To summarize her kit, she is similar to Ashe from Overwatch, but I will explain her kit though. Her weapon is the Marksman Rifle, a semi-automatic marksman rifle that deals 500 damage every 0.3 seconds, has a maximum ammo count of 12, and is fully effective up to 900 units. Her alt fire is designated sights. Look down your sights and gain increased accuracy. Your movement speed is reduced by 50%. Using this ability while you are in the air stops your movement, allowing you to fire up to 2.5 seconds. While active, this ability allows you to see enemies within friendly and enemy distortion fields. Ability 1, Command and Leap. Leap into the air to gain control of the battlefield. Aiming down sights with your rifle will cause you to levitate in the air for up to 2.5 seconds. Distortion Field. Create a dome that hides allies and prevents from seeing outside of it while inside. Ability lasts for 4 seconds. Enemies caught within the distortion field will have their movement speed reduced by 10%. Now this ultimate ability, it looks so visually good. Creeping Barrage. Rain down a laser barrage upon your enemies that deals 850 damage per beam. The Creeping Barrage is cast out in a devastating line in front of Octavia. The beam cluster is set up into two parts. A smaller targeted beam that deals 100 damage and destroys shields if it makes contact, and a large damaging beam that deals 850 damage. Now when I saw the ultimate in display, it looked like rays of light. When I saw that, I said, boy, this is some Kingdom Hearts stuff right there. And for those that play Kingdom Hearts, look, I'ma let you know. Every time I use that ultimate with Octavia, I am going to say, give me strength. Every time. Let me move to her talents. Her default talent is Hell or High Water. Upon landing with the Command and Leap ability, create a small pool underneath you that will heal both you and allies for 600 health over 1.5 seconds. Octavia's ammo is not consumed while standing inside of this field, or a maximum 1.5 seconds. Level 2 is Asymmetric Warfare. Distortion Field now damages enemies for 125 every 0.5 seconds for the duration of Distortion Field, and heals allies for 75 every 0.5 seconds while inside of the field. Level 8, her third talent, Display of Force. Enemies are rooted in place 1.5 seconds when they are hit by the pre-fire beam, and the Creeping Barrage deals 600 extra damage. Now for her cards, I'ma just leave a link to it in the description and you can check it out yourselves. Now here's another thing that Hi-Rez is doing. They are changing the battle pass. It is going to be called the Event Pass. The battle pass will be updated to our new Event Pass format, featuring a single track reward system and visual overhaul. We wanted to address some of our players' major concerns with our new format. Single reward track containing items for both free and paid players. 24 total levels, with each level containing an impactful unlock. One skin obtainable by free players. Total experience required to complete the battle pass has been halved. 2 month event pass rotation instead of 3 months. Completely new challenge system, Trials of the Realm. The new battle pass will be a video game theme called the Game On Battle Pass. Androxus, Ying, Rom, and Imani are getting new skins. In my opinion, I like the designs of them. Imani's is my favorite because she looks like she hopped out of Cyberpunk. You know, minus the horrendous bugs and stuff. The Ying and Androxus skin you can get from the Event Pass. The Rom and Imani skin you have to get from chests, since the Event Pass only has 24 levels. There are also some character balance changes. Barret Goddess health reverted back to 3,400.
Bruh.
I am a barrack man, which is why I kinda sounded disappointed when I said that. And the changes for Yawgrath, she just got some nerfs to her kit. And that is about it. It is a very short list of changes. That is all I have for today. Thank you for listening, and have a good day.